Okay, today's daf is Krisus daf Chaf Aleph. We are holding on daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. We're already on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. We started the fifth parak yesterday, and we're in the middle of discussing the definition of dam hanefesh, because a person is only chayv kares, not for eating any kind of dam, but only for dam hanefesh. So we're in the middle of darshening the pasuk and learning out what kind of dam works and doesn't work based on the lashon of the pasuk, and the Gemara is going to be on that topic for some time, and we're going and then pretty much the whole daf is going to be focused on the different types of dam shratzim and dam dagim and dam chagavim and dam ha'adam. Well, dam ha'adam is already going to be in tomorrow's daf, so we're going to be discussing the halachos of achilas dam. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and we again thank him very much for the continued sponsorship. So we left off on the top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are at La'of V'la Behema. So the third line, La'of V'la Behema. So the Braisa continues. Why does the Torah say La'of V'la Behema? It could have just written one of them to tell me that all of the other types of dam that we excluded are excluded. Why does the Torah have to tell me both? So says Gemara, because I ma'of she'in bo klayim. That by of, that it says in the pasuk that it there's no issur of shatness when it comes to the feathers of an oaf. So I would have thought, if it only would have said oaf, I would have thought to be memait certain types of behema because of this, that af behema she'in ba klayim. So too, only those types of behemas that there's no issur klayim involved, like a shor and an aes. But if you have a keves there that has wool, where there's an issur klayim, I might think that it's not included in the issur dam. So Talmud lomar v'la behema. That's why it says v'la behema. Says the Gemara, ima behema she'ena be'ema alabanim. Now, and if the Torah would have said only behema, I would have thought that not all ofos are included, because I would have said that behema has its own chumra, has the Torah asers the dam, because there's no iser of there's no mitzvah shluach hakein or iser of taking the ema al habanim. There's no mitzvah shluach hakein, so af of, so to an of she'eno be'ema alabanim. The only dam oaf that you're chayev on is an oaf that doesn't have the isser of emal abanim. What oaf doesn't have the isser of emal abanim? An oaf tameh, a non-kosher bird. But an oaf tahar, a kosher bird, that's always the issue when people find a nest in their yard. So first of all, if it's in your yard, we learned the parak shulach hakein, so it's in your property, so you own it. It's not chayev shulach. So first you have to be mafkir it. But even if you're mafkirit, you have to make sure that it's a kosher bird. If it's not a kosher bird, then there's no mitzvah shulach hakein. So I would have thought that an of tahar, where there's an isra of netilah seim alabanim, there's no isra of achilas dam. So tamalomar v'la of v'la behema. That's why it says la of v'la behema, to tell me that all types of ofos and behemos are included in the isra of achilas dam, and that one is chayv kares for the achilas dam. The Aruch Lener raises the question, why does the Braisa think to say that the Isser of dam is only by Bali Chaim that have some sort of kula? Meaning, what would be the svara that it's only Asr if there's some sort of kula, like there's no Isser of Osav Espino, or Pater from Shiluach HaKein. So, B'derech Klal, we'd say that the opposite, that when there's a Chumra, it's Mestaver that the Torah is more Machmir, meaning it's not. Normally we don't work in this direction. We don't say, oh, probably everything balances out. So if there's a kula here, there's a chumra there. So that's a kasha that the achronim have to deal with, but the Aruch Lener points out that kasha. Okay, so now the Gemara explains why we don't darshan the pesukim in some other way. Ve'ema, why don't we say that the pasuk should be darshaned as a klalu prat? Because the pasuk says kol dam, so that's klal, that includes dam of all living things, and then of ubehema, prat, that's some very specific example. Only those two mean him, and klalu pratim chalal mashar prat. So ofa behema in midiachrina lo. So that should only include ofa behema based on the rules of klalu prat, and anything else, dam of any other type of balichayim, should not be included. So says Gemara, the pasuk says afterwards nefesh asher tochal kol dam. So chazar v'kalal. It's not a klalu prat. It's a klalu prat to klal, and yatodon el keina prat. When you have a klalu prat to klal, we not only include the prat, we include anything that's dome to the prat, like the Brisa does. We learn from this pasuk anything that's dome to a behema and an oaf, and we're memait dam chagavim and dogim and things like that that are not dome the behema or the oaf at all. So vahalo dami klal basul klal kama says more. Can you really make a klal prat of klal over here? The later klal is not similar to the earlier klal. Klalakama lav klalabasra kares, because the first klal that the Torah says is only nisr lav. The second klal is onesh kares. So how could you darsh in the psukim as a klalaprat of klal? It should be a klalaprat and in bchalal mashabaprat. And so Gemara hay tana dever Rabbi Shmuel that this the tana of this brisa is the tana dever Rabbi Shmuel klaliprat darshinon min hadim gavna ve'afal gav dilo domi klalabasra klalakama. Because they hold as a matter of how to darshan, of methodology, of how to darshan the Torah, that you don't need the klal basra to be similar to the klal kama, you could still darshan klal uprat u klal. So Amar Mar, the Brisa then says, we darshan the psukim klal uprat u klal, iatadon ela ke'en haprat, meaning similar to behema and oaf. Ma prat meforash tovar sheyesh bo tuma kala v'tuma chamura v'yesh bo isra v'heter v'yesh bo nin basar al kol dovar sheyesh bo tuma kala v'tuma chamura v'chule. Right, that's what it said in the Brisa, that only that which has tuma kala and tuma chamura and has isra v'heter and has is a min basar is included in the isra of dam. So the Gemara explains this drasha af kol de katani la suyamai. When it says af kol, what are we coming to be marbe? The behema and oaf are beferish in the Torah. Chaya is included in behema. Behema is a generic term. You don't need a riboy to include chaya. So Amar Avad Baravin La Asuyei Damu Shal Koi. The limur is coming to tell me that the dam of a koi, which is Savi Chaya Safek behema, it's born, its parents are a tayish and a tzviya, so that also is going to be asur. So my kasavar says, well, what does the tan of the brisa hold to have to include a dam of a koi? Ikasavar koi sveikahu. If you hold that a koi is a safik chaya safik behema, so yitzra kral the mesar sveika, I need a pasuk to tell me to asur beferish a safik chaya safik behema when I already have both behema and chaya included, meaning it's included in the Yisr. Ela kasavar koi bria b'fnei atzmahu. It must be that he doesn't hold that a koi is a suffix. A koi is neither a min behema nor a min chaya. It's a third category. And if not for the fact that Torah was marbe it b'feirish, I would never have known that its dam is going to be that its dam is aser. So the Gemara now figures out, how do I know that other isurim are known by a koi if you hold that it's bria b'fnei atzma? Meaning, if you hold that it's suffix chaya suffix behema, so you can understand all of the halachas of a koi are a reflection of the fact that we're just not sure which category to put it in. But if you hold that it's its own category, so how do you know which halachas ever to apply to a koi? So ashkechan damo. So we find in this brisa a makor for the idea that the dam of a koi is aser because it's a klal prat to klal. Chelbo minalan. How do I know that the chelav of a koi is aser b'achila? The Torah only says chelav sharoseh. Says Gemara mikol chelav. That we learn from the extra kol chelav, which is a riboy, to tell me that kol rabos chelav of a koi nivlasa minalan. How do I know that the nevela of a koi is aser ba'achila? If you and only if you shech the koi, are you allowed to eat it? So says Gemara mikol nevela. We learn that from kol nevela. The kol comes to tell me even the nevela of a koi. Giran nosha minalan. How do I know that the giran nosha of a koi is aser ba'achila? Bekafayorech tali rachmana, because the Torah makes the isra giran nosha tali on the existence of an animal that has a kaf hayarech, because the pasuk says al kein lo yochel bnei Yisrael in Bereishis. The pasuk says in Sefer Bereishis with Yaakov Avinu, the pasuk says al kein lo yochel bnei Yisrael is kiran asher asher al kaf hayarech, that the basra that surrounds the thigh bone that has this roundness to it, vahu vaha islay, and a koi has that a kaf hayarech. A koi has a kaf hayarech, and merely you know that it's kiran asher is aser. Okay, tumaso v'shchitaso minalan. How do I know that the tuma of the basar nevela of a koi, meaning if you have a you shoot a koi and it's a koi just drops dead, that the that not only is there an isra nevela of achila of of the Kai, but that there's Tumas Nevela, and how do I know by Shchita that it's similar to Behema, that you have to follow all the rules of Shchita in order to be able to eat it? Well, Svara. Midilakol Mili, Rabbi Rechmana, Ki Behema, Tumas Shchitzanami Ki Behema. If by all these other dinim, the Torah is marba with the word Kol, to make it just like a din of a Behema, some is Stama, the Shchita, the Tuma, is also like Behema. So the Torah is being Megala to us what the nature of the koi is, that it should be treated similar to a behema. So the svara over here is a fascinating svara. The fact that the Torah reveals to us that in regard to certain areas, the din of a koi is like a din of behema, so we can learn by other areas that without any separate limud, that it has a din of a behema. The Rashash just wonders that we often find the opposite svara by Shnei Ksuma Ban Kecherei Melamdin, that since the Torah has to say in two different places, meaning that's the klal that we have all over Shas, but since the Torah has to say in two different places that something is a certain way, so we say, yes, those are the exceptions, and it's a raya that the Torah does not want you to learn it to other places, and that's why we don't learn Mishnei Ksuvim. And even if you hold Shnei Ksuvim Ban Kechad Melamdin, but everyone holds Shlosh Ksuvim Ban Kechad Ein Melamdin. That's exactly the opposite of what the Svara that the Gemara is saying over here, where the Gemara says, if it says it in enough places that a Koy is like a Behema, so Mela, the Koy is like a Behema. Shash leaves it as a Kasha. It's a very, very strong Kasha. It's an unusual methodology that the Gemara is using to darshan these halachas. Amar Mar, we then said in the Braisa, Otsidam Mahalche Shtayim, that will exclude from the Isser the Dam of Mahalche Shtayim, the Dam of human beings. We discussed yesterday that phrase, Mahalche Shtayim, why the Torah would call a human being Mahalche Shtayim, and whether that includes certain apes or not, Sheyesh Ben Tuma Chamura, because after a human being dies, it's Metame Tuma Chamura, someone who touches it or carries it becomes an Avha Tuma, not a Rishon the Tuma like you would by an animal, ve'in ben tumakala, and the Basar Adam doesn't have tumas ochlin, meaning unlike Basar Behema, where it has tumas ochlin, it's metame like food, Basar Adam is not. So frankly, we're minhi, but I'll ask you, based on the Mishnah Maseches Uktzin, hachotech min ha'adam, if a person cuts off a piece of flesh from a person while he's alive, in order that it should have a din ochel, that it should be mekabel tuma, tzarech machshava, he has to have a machshava for achila, vehechsher, and it has to become ochshul lekabel tuma, meaning, in order for human flesh to be considered an ochel, it can be considered an ochel, but it requires machshava and hechsher like any other ochel, the kashalan, or at least hechsher like any other ochel, but of your machshava also, you have to have machshava to consider it a food, it's not automatic. The kashalan, machshava lamali, why do you need machshava in order to have a shem ochel? Tas chaticha shalow, te'ase chaticha shalow, machshava. The maisa of chaticha that you do, cutting it off, should be your machshava, meaning isn't that megala that you're interested in achila? So Vamrei Shlakish, Rish Lakish answered, b'chotcha lekelev. No, the case is, you cut it to feed it to a dog. U'machshava lekelev lav machshavihi. And if you have machshava to feed something to a dog, that is not considered a machshava, but that something should have a tumas ochlin. That the Gemara could have just as easily said, the Rishonim point out, Tosfos and others, the Gemara could have just as easily said, b'chotcha lerefua, that there are other reasons why you'll cut off flesh of a human that are not to eat it yourself nor to feed it to a dog, that are much more mistaver, much more common mistama, like cutting it off lerefua. But the Gemara wanted to be mechadesh that even if you're chotech l'tzorech achilas kelev, even that's not called machshava l'achila. So the Gemara gives this less common example, hopefully much less common example, in order to highlight this point that achilas kelev is not called achila with regard to tumas ochlim. So before we finish the kasha from the Mishnah on the Braisa, we explain Reish Lakish. So says the Gemara, velo is a machshava l'tzorech achilas kelev, not called the machshava for achila. V'atnan, but we have a Mishnah Maseches Taros, klal omru batuma, kolam yuchal de'achol adam tamei, ad she yipasel machilas kelev. That anything that's designated for human consumption is tamei, and it remains, it retains its status as an ochel until it becomes so ruined that it's ruined by achilas kelev. So you see that which is royal achilas kelev is considered an ochel, is mekabel tuma. We base it on canine consumption, not on human consumption.
question. Says Gemara, "Halula suke tomeminei." No, no, there's a big difference. That which is roi lachilas kelev, that's as far as taking away an already existing status of tuma. So we say, okay, if it's gotten so bad that it's below lachilas kelev, then it loses its existing tuma. The kevid meikara have a chazi la'adam, since initially it was edible for human beings, la asuke mituma actually pasul lachilas kelev, to remove its tuma status, that's where it needs to dip below achilas kelev. But hachala chutile tuma, but over here by cutting a basar from an adam, we're trying to figure out what you need in order to give it the status of tuma. So ichazila adam in ilo chazila adam lo. In order to give it the status of tuma solchlin, it needs to be ratway for human consumption. And if it's not right for human consumption, it doesn't have the status of ochel. But that's not the kasha. The kasha is mikol makom katani machshava machshava l'tuma kalihi, that the Mishnah was talking about having machshava in order to consider an ochel. So obviously we're talking about the type of tuma of tumas ochlin. So this is all about a tuma kala. So how can you say that mahal cheshtayim don't have tuma kala? They do have tuma kala. So as Gemara hani mili mechayim avlach hamisa tamehu tuma chamura. Yeah, it's only when the person is alive. If you cut off a piece of basar from a living person, but if you cut off a piece of basar from a dead person, it doesn't have tuma kala. It only has tuma chamura. It's only an aviyavos atuma like a mace. So ask the Gemara, if the Bryce is talking about basar of a dead person, and that's where we say there's no tuma kala, de kavasa gabe behema, then we got to compare apples to apples, right? When it comes to a behema, where the Brisa says there's tumakala la acharmisa, it must be saying that basar behema has tumakala after it's dead. Well, I basar mitamituma chamura, v'im dam mitamituma chamura. Why would basar behema only have tumakala after it's dead? If we're talking about why would any part of behema only have tumakala after it's dead? If we're talking about basar, it has tumas nevela. If we're talking about dam, it has tumas nevela. So dam nevela is mitamituma chamura, and how do I know that? There's a Mishnah, Masechta Idos. Dam Nevelos, Beishamai Mitarin. Beishamai holds that Dam Nevelos does not have Tumas Nevelo. Beis Hillel Mitarin. And obviously, we pass on like the Beis Hillel. So the Braisa, when it says that a behemah is Mitame Tumakala, must have been talking about a behemah while it's still alive. That's what has Tumakala. And therefore, when it says Basar Adam is Mitame Tumas Ochlim, it's also a person that's still alive. Like the Mishnah Masechta, meaning, and therefore, when it says the apples to apples comparison would be an Adam who's still alive. We learned in the Mishnah Nuktzin that an Adam who's still alive does have Tumakala. So why does the Braisa say that there's some sort of difference between Adam and Behema? They both have Tumakala when they're alive and do not have Tumakala when they are dead. So says the Gemara, no, the Braisa is talking about an Adam la'acharmisa, who does not have Tumakala. And the Behema is also la'acharmisa. Ah, you said the Behema la'acharmisa has Tumakhamura? So la'nitzucha ela l'chidetnan, the Braisa is telling me this din about the following. The Velas Behema Tamea, bekal makom, even if you find it in a large city, it's not considered a meichel because it's not normal to eat it. But nivlas of hatahar bekfarim, if you find the nevela of a kosher bird, when you find it in villages where there are very small amount of people, it's not considered a meichel. So tsarich machshava would require machshava to have a machshava that you want to feed it to goyim. Ve'ein tsarich hechsher, but it doesn't require hechsher of bias mayim because ultimately it's going to get to tuma chamura of a nevela, so it doesn't require Hechsher for Tumah Chamura of a Nevela. We'll take out the next line. Va'amrle Rav leRabbi, because that's what the Achronim do over here. Va'amrle Rav leRabbi Chia Machshava Lamali. Why do you need a Machshava leTumakala for Ochel? And why is there a need for Tumakala? He Gufa Tumahi. It's already a Nevela. So what do you even need Tumakala? Why would you need this whole process of Machshava in order to give it to Makala? So Amalei Reb Chia answered, the reason you need Machshava is in a case where there won't be Tumah Chamura. Let's say it's less than a Kazayis, so it doesn't have Tumas Nevela. And now Pachos Mikabetza doesn't have Tumas Ochlin either. But let's say you combine this this piece of the dead animal, together with a little bit under a kibetza of regular food, of other food, that's for sure ochel, and now in combination, they have a shear of ochel. So the shear of nevela together with other ochel together is now a kibetza, but it doesn't have tumas nevela. But if you have a machshav la'achila, it will now have the shear of tumakala of ochlim, and it will be mitstariv. So Rav asks, to Rabbi Chiya, ihachi, if we're talking about a case where you don't have a shear that's right for tumah chamura, and you only have, and therefore it only has tumah kala as din of ochel, libayinani achshir, then you should need achshir to be makabel tumah as well, until, right, you should need the one of the Zayin Mashkin to come in contact with it. To Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel, because we learned in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, that the Pasuk says, al kol zera zarua asher yizareya, that if nevela touches any type of food, and it hasn't yet touched any water, it's not hukshur lekabel tumah. So mazra miyuchad nshein sof l'tami tumah chamura, that just like if a nevela touches food that has not touched water, it's not going to become tameh, because what is it about zera zerua, what is it about zraim? It's that it could never become tameh tumah chamura v'tzarech hechsher, and therefore in order to become tameh from a nevela, it needs hechsher first. So to anything that will never get to a point of tumah chamura is going to require hechsher in order to be roi lekabel tumah. So basan nevela that's smaller than a kazayis is not matami tumah chamura. It's mitstariv to a kibetza with other food in order to be matami tumah kala. It should require hechsher lekabel tumah. And yet the Mishnah says that it doesn't require hechsher lekabel tumah. So Amalei Rabbi Chiya answers back, hani mili bochlin dal matlas popaks mikazayis nevela. That din, that if it doesn't have tumah chamura, requires hechsher, that's by regular food that we're not mitstariv to less than a kazayis of nevela, and therefore it's not going to ever be bali de tumah chamura. Aval hacha, but over here, the ika begavei pachas mekazayis nevela, kiven di ilu mitzarif le kazayis lo by hechsher. That you know, since if this were in theory to be mitzarif to a full kazayis of nevela, then you would not require hechsher to be mekabel tumah, because it would have tumas nevela mamish. So now that you're being mitzarif to only a pachos mekazayis, it's considered as if it's in the category of that which is tamei tumah chamura, and therefore does not require hechsher for the tumah kala. So based on what we're saying, so the Gemara finishes it off now, that the way to understand this brisa is that only by a behema that has tumah kala and not by Adam, the we're talking about lachar misa, meaning when we had said that a behema has tumah kala, Adam does not have tumah kala. So that means lachar misa. And the behema does not have tumah chamura of a nevela, because we're talking about less than a kazayis of a behema, but it has tumah kala because it could be mitzarif to ushir kibetza of other ochlin, and that siruf is what gives it the status of tumah kala lafukemes, as opposed to a dead human that is not included in the same halacha. That even when it doesn't have tumah chamura, even if you have less than a kazayis of a dead human, of a basar, of a dead person, it's not going to have tumah kala. Afal gav de mimalyalei lo matami tumas ochlin mishum de batal daito etzel kol adam. Even if you're then mitzarif it, and it's mashlim mashir kibetza with other food, we still don't consider it to be ochlin, because batal daito of such a person who wants to eat human flesh, batal daito etzel das kol adam, basar of a mace is not considered an ochel, and when the Mishnah says mesech zooks and the basar adam is matami tumas ochlin, it means only basar adam chai, not basar adam mace. So now the Gemara brings another opinion. When do you need, what situation you need machshava in order for nevela to be metami? Rav Chananya Amar Afilu Teima Dahavi Kazayis. Maybe you could even explain the Mishnah Masech Zoksin that you have a Kazayis of Basar and it's royal etame Tuma Chamura of a nevela, and still the Mishnah had to say that the Basar has Tuma Kala. Hachma Yaskinon. The case is that you cover the kazayis of basar with a dough, and the dough is mashed in the kibetza. And even though the basar has tumas nevela, but it's not able to be metame other things b'maga, because it's completely enclosed in the dough, and it's not going to ever touch anything. And it's only because it's mitzarif to the batzek that it's considered to be a meichel that at least has tumakala, where it's considered a single unit. Now it could be metame b'maga, meaning that basar that's inside that knif, fish or whatever that's inside that that dough is not going to be able to be metame on its tumah chamura level, because its outer layer is not metame tumah chamura. It's covering it. It doesn't have access to be able to touch anything. But as ochlin, as a tumah kala, then it's all mitzaref to the dough around it. It has the ability to transmit the tumah. But if that's the case, that the basa that's totally covered by the dough and is not going to be metame tumah chamura, hechshir nami nibayi. So it should require hechshir or to be mekabel tumah. So, like any other food, needs hechshir in order to be mekabel tumah. And the Mishnah said it didn't require hechshir. Now, hani mili, when we say for tumah kali you need hechshir, that's ba'ochal and achrini delo mitamu lo b'magav lo b'masa. That's why other foods that are not mitamu tumah chamura at all, not maga, not masa. Aval hacha, but over here you have this basam of a human that's inside this dough. Nihid delo mitamu b'maga. I understand it can't be mitamu b'maga because it's based on starim, it's balua, it's hidden inside the dough. The kamechapi bebatzik, because it's covered by the dough. But b'masa miyas l'tamei da'atonlei, but it could still be metamei b'masa. The halach of tumas masa is you don't need to touch it. If you carry something in a bag, it's tamei. So certainly, if you carry it in a dough, if you're nosei the flesh in a dough, that's a tumah chamura. And since it has some elements of tumah chamura that are operative right now, it's not going to require hechshir lekabel tumah as far as the tumah kala is concerned. Now, revisiting what we had said in Amud Aleph, that when the Brice is mechalik, that an Adam doesn't have tumah kala, a behemoth does have tumah kala, we're talking about after he's already dead. So according to Rabbi Chananya, we understand how it could be that by a behemoth la'achar misa there's tumah kala. So now we can explain why there's no tumah kala by an Adam. La'afuke meis, the afal gav d'chipo b'batzek metami tumah chamura. See, if we were talking about a dead Adam, basar of a dead Adam, even being covered in a dough, would still give it no possibility of tumah kala. It would still only be tumah chamura, because the dough surrounding a dead person doesn't have any effect, because the tumah of the person would go right through the dough, would shoot right through the dough. Normally, the halacha of a dead, but the only thing that would stop the tumah of a dead body from continuing is if you have what's halachically defined as an ohel. So in order to be an ohel, the dough is missing two critical components of an ohel. First of all, in order for something to be an ohel, it can't be mekabel tumah in its own right, and food is mekabel tumah in its own right. And second of all, in order for something to become an ohel, it needs to hover a tefach above, with a tefach of open air space between the tumah and the ohel. So the dough will not stop the tumah will just be bekas ba'olah, it will continue straight through. Right? That's why the ground, even though it's not mekabel tumah, the ground is not an ohel over a body that's buried underground, because there's no poseach tefach. Now, if you have a person in a coffin and the top of the coffin is more than a tefach above the where the person is, so meikra adin midaraisa, that should have been an ohel. But Chazal said that we treat there's tumas golol v'dofek, that we treat the coffin as if it's an aviyavos hatumah as well, because sometimes you have people who are a little bit bigger and they don't have the poseach tefach for whatever reason. They made such a din of tumas golol v'dofek, but strictly speaking, in a chinami that would have been an ohel. Okay, so now we'll skip the parentheses again. Amramar yotze dam dagim v'dam chagavim. So we excluded dam dagim and dam chagavim from the Yisra v'achilas dam shekulon heter. So my kulo heter. What does it mean? Because it's all heter. What is it about other balei chayim that's asr that by dagim and chagavim are mutter that we could then say, oh, and dam is a reflection of its general tendency toward heter. So ilema the chelbo mutter. If you're going to tell me that the chelav of a dog and a chag of his mutter, and that's why the Torah doesn't answer its dam. Hare chaya the chelav mutter. A chaya's chelav is also mutter. V'dama asr. Yet the dam of a chaya is asr. V'alim yishum d'lesbu isr giranasha. Oh, it must be because dogma and chagav don't have an isr of giranasha. Very of d'lesbu isr giranasha v'dama asr. Of doesn't have giranasha. Its dam is asr. Elamat. My kulo heter, what do we mean by kulo heter? Tlo by shchita. Kulo heter just means It just means that there's no requirement of shechita on dagim v'chagavim in order to be able to eat it. And in that way, it's totally different than behema chayiv ha'ov, which do require shechita. So meila, we assume that by the yisur v'achilas dam as well, there is this special kula for dagim v'chagavim. How do I know it doesn't require shechita? It's a sugya maseches chulin daf chav zayin. We derive from the pasuk. The pasuk says hatzon v'abakar yishchat lehem u'matzah lehem. That only tzonu bakar requires shechita in order to be mutar ba'achila, whereas dagim are mutar ba'asifa. It uses the lashon of asifa for dagim, so it doesn't require shechita. And by chagavim, the Rambam says, we learn from the lashon of the pasukim Yeshayahu, where it says osef hechasil. So hechasil is a min chagav, and it's mutar ba'asifa alone without any shechita. So dagim and chagavim don't require shechita. So meila, there's no isra of achilas dam. Amar Mar, the Braisa said that had the Torah not written beferish the isra of dam by a behema, I would not have derived it from the isra of dam by an oaf. I would not have known that there's an isra of dam by all behemos. I would have thought ma oaf she'in bo klayim af behema. I would have thought only those behemos that don't have an isra of shatness from their wool is there an isra of dam. So tamalom v'la behema. That's why I need v'la behema to tell me that there's an isra of dam even on sheep. So klayim demai. What kind of klayim are we talking about? Ilem klayim darba'a. If we're talking about klayim of mixing minim of animals, or klayim de charisha, or we're talking about klayim of plowing with two different animals together, so right, because there are several types of klayim. There's planting two different things together. There's harva'a, there's mating two different types of animals. There's charisha of being charish b'shover chamor yachtav. And they're shatness. So which type of klayim are we talking about? No, chayav and of are included in those types of klayim. Ella amar abaye shet simro ein chayav and lav mishum klayim. No, we're talking about shatness. We mean that the tzemer of an oaf is not chayav mishum klayim. If you mix it with pishtan, it's not really called tzemer. That tzemer in the Torah is only tzemer of a sheep that's subject to klayim. Am Rav Yudam Rav, dam shratzim lokin alav, b'kazayis. We said that Rav Yudam Rav says that if you eat dam shratzim, you get malchus. If you eat a kazayis of dam shratzim. Meisveis, I asked the Gemara on Rav, dam hatchol, dam alev, dam akloyos, dam evarim, hare elu belosa, say, dam ahalcheshtayim, dam shratzim rumasim, Aser ve'in chayavin alav. When the Mishnah listed dam shratzim, it said you're not allowed to eat it, but there's no chiyuv. So the Gemara assumes no chiyuv at all, not even a chiyuv malchus. That's against Rav. Rav says that there's a chiyuv malchus. My in chayavin alav kares avalav mechayiv. Says Gemara, no. Ein chayavin alav means that there's no chiyuv kares, but there still is a lav. So, first of all, that can't be because the Reisha already listed, the previous line in the Mishnah already listed those things that don't have kares, but are at least alav. The Braisa that we mentioned before says that Dam Shratzim is excluded even from alav, the Katani, because the Braisa says, Yatsa Dam Shratzim Shein Ben Tuma Chamura, and therefore it's not including the Isser at all. So, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Hisrubo Mishum Sheretz, Loka, Mishum Dam, Einu Loka. When Rav says that you're Loka on Dam Sheretz, it means that if you get the hasra in advance, you better not eat that. It's a sheretz. Then you get loka, because then you get malchus when you eat the dam of the sheretz. Because the dam of the sheretz may not have an isser dam, but it still has an isser sheretz. So if you get a hasra about achila shratzim and you eat the dam of a sheretz, you can get malchus. But if someone says, you better not eat that, it's dam, and then you eat the dam of a sheretz, then you're not going to get malchus. Amarab, dam dagim shekinso. If you have dam dagim that you put in a kli on its own, so aser. It's aser. So, frankly, Gemara Meisvei. I'll ask him. Rav Dam Dagim Dam Chagavim Mutter Vafil Lechatchila. It says Beferish of the Mishnah Dam Dagim and Chagavim are Mutter. Sounds like even Lechatchila against Rav, who says you're not allowed to eat Dam Dagim. Says Gemara He Bishalokinso. The Brice is talking about where you don't, gather the dam together and put it like in a separate cup. You just eat it when it's together with the fish. I mean, you don't need to do like Melicha on the fish in order to extract the dam or something like that. But if you squeeze out all the dam of a fish and you put it in a cup and you're drinking dam of a fish, that's a problem. Kikam Rav b'shekinso. And when Rav says that it's aser, that's when you were mechanis it together. So that since it's not nicker that it's dam of a dog, so the chachamim aser it because it looks like any other dam, and people might come to be matir dam behema. So the kavasa gabe mahal cheshtayim. So ask the Gemara if that's the case by any dam that's not konus. So you have a similar thing by dam mahal cheshtayim, by dam of a human being. The Brisa said that it's Aser, so Bishalokin, so it's talking about Bishalokin, so and you could still tell that it comes from a human being, it's still in the flesh, so there's no reason to Aser Mishum Maris Ayin, so Mi Aser, so is Dam of an Adam that's Eno Kanas Aser Bachila Vatanya, but the Brisa tells us Dam Sha'al Gabe Kikar, if a person bites into something and there's some of his own blood from his teeth that's on his loaf of bread, there's a mitzvah midrabanan to be porish from being ochelit. Gorirovi ochlo. You have to scrape it off and eat it. Shalbein ashinayim, but if you have dam that's still in your mouth, motzo bolavein choshesh, you're allowed to suck it in and you don't have to worry about it because no one sees it. But you see that dam that's al gabe akikar, that's not konus, there's no isser gomer, it's only a mitzvah to be porish from menu. Whereas the Braisa had said that dam of mahal cheshtayim is an isser gomer, always, even when it's eno konus. Ela kitanya himas nisa de ispe kaskasim, kika amar rav aser de lespe kaskasim. No, the best way to answer about the dam dogim is that when there are these scales right nearby the dam, so then you don't have an isser of marasa ayin in drinking the dam dogim. But when there are no kaskasim around, that's when the Chazal made such a gezeira not to drink the dam dogim on account of maris ha'ayin. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with Amar Rav Sheshes tomorrow.